Chris Johnston was on Writer's Block earlier this week, and I know that you guys have been talking about this, the likelihood or lack thereof of the Maple Leafs being able to retain Zach Hyman.
Yeah.
What is your sense of that situation? And I don't think it's just specific to Hyman. I mean, it's difficult in a flat cap with the commitments that they have to make significant changes here without obviously freeing up some money. And Hyman, if he's a $5 or $6 million player, that's all well and good. He was a $2+ million player for the Maple Leafs. So that's really the money that frees up for them. And then you've probably got the $5 million that Freddie was making.
Yeah.
If you're going to, I don't say overhaul this, but if you're going to tinker somewhat significantly, Elliot, it's highly unlikely that Hyman comes back for that reason and a couple of others.
You know, I just think that it's pretty clear to me that this is going to be an enormous challenge to bring him back. You know, I think that this is a year where he's a valued player. I think there's going to be a lot of interest, and I just think it's going to force everybody here to make a decision. And, you know, who knows? Like, I never like to say anything is any outcome is certain, because we still have time and you never know what happens. But at the very least, what I can say is that Hyman and the Maple Leafs are preparing for the eventuality this is not going to work out. And that's where we are today. You never know what can happen. You never know what can change. I've said situations are over before, and they haven't been, making me look like a giant doofus. So I refuse to get into that as much as I possibly can. I think the best thing I can say this morning is that everybody is preparing here for the possibility it might not work out, and what's that going to mean? I think there's a lot of interest in him.
Okay. And so as a follow-up to that, assuming that they lose Hyman, it's not directly running it back next year with the crew that they had this season.
Yeah.
But is there a general feeling within the organization that they are willing to do that? And by that, I mean, if you're concerned about sounding like a doofus, Elliot, I'll three up you with this one. Okay. But I am fixated on bringing Dougie Hamilton into the fold. I just am. And I think that makes another reasonably priced defenseman expendable, because you also have Riley, Muzzin, Brody. And the notion of, say, having Dougie Hamilton anchor your top pair, Muzzin anchor your second pair, and Brody anchor another pair is quite appealing. And maybe that makes Morgan Riley, who you have a major decision to make on within the next 12 months, maybe that makes him expendable and you could get some assets back. Like, I'm going long down a road here, but in terms of being satisfied with simply running it back with relatively the same group next year, it occurs to me that that is the sort of thing you could do that would bring some significant change and perhaps upgrade your group.
Well, I find it hard to believe, Scott, that they're not on some level considering Hamilton.
Right. Okay.
You know,
but the dollars have to work.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, they have permission to talk to him. They can find out what he wants. You know, I think the other thing here is, does Hamilton want to come here? I've heard, like, it depends on who you talk to. Some people have told me, yes, he would be interested in playing in Toronto, because obviously he's got a hometown area connection to here.
And we got the ROM, we've got the AGO.
I hate it too. I'm being facetious. That narrative.
You know I'm being facetious.
I've seen that joke. I hate it. But the one thing I will say, Scott, is that I've had people say to me that who know Hamilton or have been around Hamilton, they're not convinced this is the best place for him. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is if Hamilton was to hear that, he's got the kind of personality, which I kind of admire a little bit, to say, well, screw that, I'm going to prove you wrong. And maybe that would be a good thing for Toronto. I would say that, though. I've had some people who've played with him say they're not convinced it's the best place for him, But we'll find, maybe we find out. And B, I find it hard to believe that Toronto on some level isn't figuring out exactly how to do this. You know, I think one of the things that everybody's talking about is, you know, how do the Maple Leafs get past the first round? I think one of the things we've got to realize next year is you look at the division they're in, it's going to be a battle to make playoffs.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Boston, I they're like the Tampa Bay Rays. The predictions of the demise are annual and always wrong. Tampa Bay, Florida, I think is only getting better. And, they
and they're going to be aggressive. They're going to be aggressive.
Yeah. And Montreal, look.
Ottawa.
Oh, God. Yeah, now we're, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. Like
that was a team that was trending the right direction.
You're right. And they're very young. And if they get good goaltending next season, that could be the difference for them, or certainly would make them consequential and problematic at the very least. It's, yeah. And people always text in or DM me on Twitter and say, well, why are you ragging on Riley? Well, I'm not ragging on Riley. He strikes me as the obvious guy because you have a crucial decision to make on him. And you can't.
No, I think you're ragging
you
on
can't,
him.
You can't. Oh. All right. Samek. You're being Samek, Elliot. Samek.